Lot by Schola von Reinhold. Black Modernism's Hermia, the Black Princess. 4. A coloured girl at the Slade dropped her handkerchief, on purpose, I should say. When I picked it up, she had disappeared. I looked to see if it was monogrammed and saw that it had embroidered on it HRH, the Black Princess. A fellow student at the Slade to his mother, 1923. At the peak of her notoriety, Hermia Druitt was frequently referred to as the Black Princess. This appellation may be due to one or more of the following. 1. She was, as has been suggested, the direct descendant of one of the various royal families extant in colonial Nigeria. 2. She was the illegitimate descendant of a minor European royal family. 3. It was a sobriquet given to her by a friend. 4. She fabricated the title by taking liberty with detail or by pure invention. With regards to the former, if she were the daughter of a Yoruba Oloye, for example, she may have felt inclined to use the designation of princess by interpreting Oloye as a kind of non-dynastic princedom, even though this would be closer to lord or even honourable. That there is reason to believe it was in the nature of an anti-imperialist like Herminia to adopt a self-styled title, we shall also see later. Regardless, we can think now very easily of the immediate benefits, one such being that she anticipated the reception it would establish in the kind of circles in which she would become immersed. Her social status as a mixed-race woman would have been more than sufficient to force her to resort to such an invention. Invention or not, Hermia deftly rode the wave of interwar era romanticism to her advantage. This romanticism can be likened to Victorian Orientalism and most certainly overlaps the Paris-based negrophilie of the time. It permeated in particular avant-garde circles and the upper-class bohemia. Foreign, brown-skinned royalty was bound to charm the likes of Nancy Cunard, Edward Burrough, Edith Sitwell and Ottoline Morrell. Likewise, many of the bright young people was seen to be entranced with this young black princess, most notably the homosexual aristocrat and aesthete Stephen Tennant. That she was an experimental poet to boot only intrigued them the more. On the subject of her poetry, the minuscule run of the long work she was to print via Nancy Cunard's Hours Press, under the title Fainting Youth, has proven impossible to recover. Possibly, a volume or two lies in an archive or attic somewhere in Europe. We are now at a period in history where obscure and lost works from the early modernist period, especially literary works being on rapidly deteriorating paper, are becoming irretrievable. The Hours Press closed in 1931, but Cunard continued to own and visit the physical site in Normandy. It may be that any holograph or proofs of the poem were still being stored there and were destroyed when the village was requisitioned during German occupation. The sole fragment of her poem which survives only does so through peculiar circumstances.